Previously with Martin Bester.
Police Senior Superintendent Isaac Mahamba on the line from the TMPD. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Martin, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Thank you for joining us on the line. Isaac, there was a lot of talk recently in the media, in the news, social media. Let's start with the fake cops, about these fake cops operating. They wear full uniform. They have blue lights. How big is the problem and how easy is it for them to operate on such a busy freeway as the N1?
Yes, we've been getting such complaints about fake cops. It's a concern to us as law enforcement agencies, but what we're doing, we're trying our best to cap on them, and we will definitely deal with them and will definitely arrest them. But yes, they are, you know, complaints as I indicated that we are receiving about this, and even though it might be a one complaint, but to us as police, it's a huge concern because we are worried about the residents and it scares them, and that will result of, you know, automatically to members of the public. They will panic, obviously, and now it's going to backfire on us as law enforcement to say who is a fake cop, who is a real cop, and that worries us a lot. But we're saying we're dealing with that and we'll definitely, you know, attend to it as law enforcement agents.
Can you confirm, though, that there was the case quite recently of an unmarked white vehicle operating on the N1, apparently between Allendale and even as far up as Buerta, that were fake cops?
There was a white VW Polo that we, you know, recently received such a complaint about it, and it was caught, yes, that we can confirm.
Did you catch that? Did you catch them?
Yes, they were caught, yes.
Oh, they were caught. Okay, well, that's fantastic. And you're talking now about these kinds of things backfiring on you, because now it's hard for us to know, how do you react when you get pulled over? You know, are these real cops? Are they fake cops? Also not helping the cause, of course, is the kind of conversations that the actual Metro police officers are having with motorists, like with Devi Sankri Govender and her crew, formerly from Carte Blanche, about sanitizer and stuff. Did you hear about that?
From the department, what you can say, we did not, you know, confirm that particular incident because of, we don't know who is that member that, you know, might could have, you know, indicted or the member involved in the particular case. We did not identify him as yet. There were no names that were provided to us. So we are not going to confirm that to say indeed it's our member or not. But we are saying the complainant, if they have the details of that particular member, they can forward to us. We'll investigate it further. But, you know, what we are saying, what we can assure the members of the public is that our responsibility is to discharge the law. And that's simple as that. What we do on our roads is to enforce this particular law. And specifically, it's Road Traffic Act 93 of 1996. And precisely says, when stopped by Metro Police officers, you must stop there and there. That thing of people saying you must switch on your hazard, you must be followed, those are the discretions that the police officer that has stopped you might, you know, implement on that particular stage. But to say, follow me, that's not the law. The law says if you have been stopped by a traffic cop or by a police officer, immediately you have to stop there. But when you feel that maybe you're not safe and you might interact with that particular officer, and it will depend from on that conversation what leads you or what the discretion of that police officer says, and you have to follow that. But the law says you have to stop, unfortunately, there and there when you're stopped by a traffic police.
You do know why people are doing that, right?
Yes, we know. Because there are certain incidents that they've came to say, yes, they've been harassed and they are fake
harassment, corruption, fake cops.
Yes.
It's not like people have the time in their day to be driving around at 20 kilometers an hour with their hazards on for their own good health. They're doing it for a very, very good reason. And I hear you that it's not the law right now, but, you know, that's not our problem. That's your problem. What are you doing? What are you doing to make us feel more comfortable being pulled over by cops? So there are two things that I want to highlight. Number one is the fake cops. Number two is the very strange conversations that police officers are having with motorists. So those two things make us very uncomfortable and incredibly wary. And that is where this whole thing about driving to a place of safety. No one's doing it because they want to play games or they even have the time in the day. I mean, we're under a freaking pandemic. We've got enough on our plates already. So they are doing that because they are scared and because they're unsure and because they don't trust the police anymore.
The thing about that conversation, Martin, as I indicated, if it happened, it is unfortunate that I'll be clear on that. I indicated that our responsibility is to discharge the law. And currently, there's no law or there's no regulations, because you know that we are also implementing the regulations of COVID. There's no one that says to the motorist they must have their sanitizers on their vehicles. That's guaranteed. There's nothing like that. So as I'm saying, we are not aware or indeed that incident happened, but if it happened, we need to get the details of the set member and we must engage him just to see what happened. But there's no law currently or the regulation that says about the sanitizers should be in your vehicle, not at all. But going back to another question of yours, on the issues of, you know, motorists are being safe and people, they should be. Just imagine if we, you know, the entire city or everywhere where people have been stopped and we have to follow everybody to the garages, everybody to your houses, everybody to your police station, don't work. Simply says, or simply what you are saying is a department, and I said, we are just executing the law. It's unfortunate that, you know, members of the public estate, due to these fake cops, they're becoming scary and all that and all that. But from our part, we are trying by all means to deal with these fake cops. But we are saying again, let the residents cooperate with our members because of what we know at this stage, because of this particular fear. Everybody now is starting to say, we are not going to stop. These police must follow us at our homes. The police must follow us to our garage. It don't work. So if you feel that you are unsafe, as I indicated, if indeed those real cops, just engage them. They will use their discretion. So, and we are saying to our members all the time, they must always serve these clients of us, the clients of the motorists, with dignity and pride and respect. So if you are engaging them based on that, most definitely, you come to an understanding with a person that have stopped you. And from there, the discretion, or as I indicated, if he's using your discretion, you have to comply with the instruction of that police officer. And, you know, jointly, you will come to an understanding. And again, as I indicated, our main aim is to serve with dignity and pride.
But you do accept the fact that they have a bad reputation?
You will understand that when you are dealing with a human being, they will always have some issues or some complaints or some concerns.
Which is why. Can I just ask you about formalizing? You're talking about engagement. And I think a big problem has become the informal way of being pulled over, how random it is. What about formalizing it? And getting back to good old roadblocks where it's easy to identify, you put out the cones, there are lights. Do you know what I'm saying? Liesl?
That was going to be my point. As a woman in South Africa, I fear to drive after 6 p.m. in this country, in this province, in this city. And that's because I can get pulled over at any point on any road, no matter how sketchy the road may be, and that's a conversation for another day as well, no matter how dark or scary the space may be. My question would have been, are there protocols in place for having cops be having the setup of a roadblock in a space that makes you already feel safe and not just in random dark areas and strange off-ramps with no lighting, no street lighting? Shouldn't that be the main protocol, is to make us as citizens first feel safe with where you are setting up to pull over the citizens of South Africa?
One thing that you need to understand, Martin and Tim, is that when we do roadblocks, when we set up, or when we get involved in crime prevention operations, we don't just decide today we are going to go there. That is being dictated by the statistics. You'll understand that there are accidents, there are crimes happening in that particular area. So when we have that's in that particular area. It will tell us as a department to say, in that area, we need a roadblock. In that area, we need a crime prevention operation. In that area, we need a bylaw operation. Hence, we'll move in and execute. There's no law that says we cannot do operation in any way. It's being determined, as indicated, by our states, and we will definitely, and that won't change. Yes, you'll understand again that members of the public will get complaints to say maybe in that area there is a crime and there's no lighting, as you indicated. And it's our responsibility when we feel that there's no lighting and there is crime, we'll move in and we will again go to the department in the city of Tshwane just to engage them in a social crime prevention to say that area maybe there's a need of cutting of grass, that area there's a need of lighting. Those, that is what we will try and resolve in that way. But we say we cannot stop you in any way. No, that won't happen. What will happen is that, as I indicated, we combine the stats, and if that place we need to do a roadblock or any operation, definitely we will go there. Whether it's dark, whether there's lightning, it's our responsibility to make sure that if we determine that indeed that area it's dark and there's a possibility from the city of Tshwane maybe to put street lights in that area, we will recommend that as TMPD. But to say, as law enforcement, we can't go in anywhere, no, that's not correct. We will execute our duties without fear, any area, whether dark or where there's lightning. But as I indicated, when we do that, we are going to make sure that as law enforcement, we are taking the safety of our citizens at heart first. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. So we are striving for those. And unfortunately, Martin, again, is this element of these fake cops that has brought fear to our communities. But we are dealing with it, and we are assuring the citizens of the Tshwane to say they should not panic at this stage. We are there to serve them as the city metropolis.
I hear you on that. And you know what? Here's the thing. The fake cops, unfortunately, carry so much weight in our mistrust because when you hear stories about fake cops, it means, I mean, you're talking about protecting your citizens. It firstly means that you couldn't protect yourself. They stole from you. They stole uniforms and guns and badges from you. So that does not go a long way in instilling trust being pulled over by anybody who looks like they could be or could not be from the TMPD. But you know what? I've run out of time, but I want to speak to you more often. I really do, because I think communication is very important and we want to work together to solve these problems, you know, and to help you and help ourselves in the process. So I want to thank you for coming on air and speaking to us, and you have an open line to us, Isaac. Honestly, I think it's important that we talk more often.
But that will be highly appreciated. Remember, as the head of the department usually tells me to say, we need to make sure that we engage our communities. We need to check whether our clients are satisfied and how we're going to be judged about our performances through engaging our community. So anytime Modern will come to contact me, we'll engage further.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for your time, Superintendent Isaac Mahamba. Have a good day further. Health and love to your family. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much. Stay safe, guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye, Isaac. Wake up,
With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.